Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for Pine Knob's 50th anniversary. I'm Gary Graff, and throughout the season, we're celebrating by taking a look at Pine Knob's present, and especially its past, revisiting some of the most important events in the theater's history, and talking with some of the folks who made it. After 50 years and more than 3,100 events, there's more than we'll be able to jam into these episodes, but hey, that's why there's a next season. Pine Knob has created a lot of memories over 50 years, and many of those involve the late Eddie Money.
I need you right here, come on.
I want to go back and do it all over. I can't go back, I know. I want to go back.
The Money Man first played Pine Knob on September 23rd, 1983, but beginning on May 23rd, 1992, he began a string of nearly 28 consecutive years of playing on Memorial Day weekend, usually the Friday night. More often than not, it was the first show of the season, and even during the years it wasn't, the Money Show was considered to be the true opening of the summer Pine Knob season. It was a tradition Money himself was particularly proud of.
I just love opening up every year. To me, it's a real privilege and a real honor, and it's just, it really puts a feather on my cap. I don't know, it's the most exciting show I do every year. Barte, Detroit, and Motor City, the MC5, you don't remember that back in the mid-70s? And Bob Seger's come to my shows, Kid Rock and Anita Baker and the guys from Grand Funk Railroad. Detroit is it's just an amazing town. For some reason, it's my biggest market, and I just love Michigan.
Eddie's last show at Pine Knob was on May 25th, 2019. Sadly, he passed away on September 13th, 2019, at the age of 70, after battling esophageal cancer. Eddie's Pine Knob run became a family affair with his children Jessica, Dez, and Julian becoming part of the band, and Dez often opening shows with his band, The Phase. As part of the 50-year celebration, we thought it would be appropriate to gather the Money Man's clan, and we were joined by Jesse and Dez, as well as his widow Lori, and longtime tour manager Jeff Warrick, to remember the special relationship between Eddie Money, Pine Knob, and Detroit.
We just kept getting offers, you know, early on, and of course, you know, Eddie always had such a good following in Detroit that it took off, and we just ended up coming back year after year until it just became an annual thing and something we all look forward to for sure. My kids, from the time they were really little.
I just know that it was like 27 years in a row that Eddie opened the season for Pine Knob. And yeah. He had played there before other shows at other times of the year, but it was 27 years total that Eddie was the opening act. And there was a period of time in there, and starting in the very early 2000s for about 5-6 years, to where we opened the season for them and closed it for them each year. And I know that when they offered it to us, Eddie didn't want to do it as a opener and closer. He didn't want to close the season. And none of us felt it was smart either, because we thought we were going to burn out the fans and burn out our fan base and hurt the opening. But the powers that be at Pine Knob would just say, no, it's going to be fine. And they were right. Every year, the crowd was just as big, if not bigger, at the opening as it was at the closing for those 5-6 years. And I was around from 1998 until 2019 for those shows. So I was around for a lot of it.
Why do you all think it clicked so well? What was it about Eddie and the audience here that made that relationship work so well?
We go back together almost 30 years, guys. I mean, can you believe it? I mean, I love the place. They wouldn't have to pay me, I'd play here, just for you guys. I mean, you know what? You know why I like you guys? Because you're all a bunch of crazy rock and roll stars. You know, different than Anita Baker, Bob Seger, Eminem, Eddie Money, thanks for adopting me. I belong in Detroit. I've always belonged in Detroit.
Well, Eddie always said that he broke in Detroit. And so I think that Detroit understood Eddie and appreciated him in a way that he felt really good about that. And he loved the people there. And I think that it was just, it's such a rock and roll city, not to just, you know, that's such a cliche thing to say, but it's true. I mean, you just tell, it's just that pocket of the country that it's like they really love their music. And coming out the beginning of this summer and him just being out the door the first concert, and I think it was just a really good fit. Eddie's, you know, just he's your everyman, and he did that environment suited him really well.
So this became a family affair. Yeah, I'm wondering, Des and Jesse, can you tell me about your earliest memories about Pine Knot being part of your summer vacation?
Well, I remember going on stage, when I was literally little, and, you know, just doing the backgrounds and having, like, you know, the maracas and the tambourines, and, you know, and it was just like such a big show, and there were so many fans, and it was just like an incredible moment, you know, and even like going backstage, I remember they had a picture of like one of the shows when I was just a teenager. It changed the way I like looked at going on stage, because I just saw how many people there were and how many people that loved him. And I realized how much that show meant to him, you know? And so that was just an incredible experience. So, I mean, I was touring with my dad ever since I graduated. And I just remember that Detroit show was like, you know, that was the big one of the year. That was one of my dad's favorite shows to do. And so we would always be really excited to do that one. And, you know, even when it goes into like, you know, one of the last shows that he did, he literally just wanted to do that show. And I'm happy that he was able to do that.
Do you have any particular memories, anecdotes about specific things that happened over all those years?
I just remember like each show that I would do, and every year I'd see like some of the same people up in the front and holding signs. And then I realized that people started to like see who I was, and, you know, that was something that changed for me. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, these people really love like that. It's a family show too. And, you know, it was always so much fun, because I started to like meet people every year. And I'd see them every year, and they'd become like almost like, you know, like friends. And so we'd hang out after the show. And I remember specifically this one show, there was a lady that I think she was really sick in the hospital. They had her in the hospital bed, and they wheeled her onto the stage because that's what she wanted, you know? And she was dying, and my dad had her wheeled up on the stage, and it was like, wow, you know? And it's just like, that just shows like what, you know, what kind of person my dad was and everything. And he just really wanted to help people and like give them the experience in the show.
Yeah. And some of the artists that would come by to visit, we had Bob Seger and Anita Baker. And I mean, just people that were, I guess, living in that area. That was really exciting. So the kids were always there, and then they would come out on stage and join Eddie. And it just sort of evolved that they would come out more and more. And as they got older, you know, they would actually performing with him. So.
Yeah. Des and Jesse, what was that like to, you know, kind of not just be watching dad perform, but all of them, you know, to gradually become part of the show yourselves?
Oh yeah, it was great. I started off really, I was kind of just setting up the drums at first with my brother Joe. And, you know, so we were used to just being more behind the scenes at first. So when I finally got to go up and perform with my dad on stage and open up for the band, that was really awesome. And Pine Knob was always one of our favorite places to play. So, yeah, we had a great time.
Once we started having kids, he said eventually, you know, he goes, I'll have enough for a whole band, which I think that was just something that it was Eddie's dream for a long time. So when the kids would come out, it was just, you know, it was just part of the whole thing.
We asked the Moneys what they remembered about Eddie's last show at Pine Knob in 2019.
He was going through his treatment, and he was very thin and definitely was struggling through, you know, through that. But he was determined to be at that show, and he was actually doing really well with his treatment. So I certainly didn't think it was going to be his last show. I know that Jess and the kids didn't either, but we knew that that one was particularly hard. What we didn't know at the time was that his lungs had aspirated and he had pneumonia when he was doing that show. So that was really difficult for them. I mean, they can speak for themselves, but just me watching from the side of the stage, I knew that they were really pulling for him that much more because he had, you know, he was so ill. But no, I thought that we would at least have gone back one or two more times. That's funny. Nobody's asked me that question, but Eddie had found out that he needed to have surgery the week before that. And he actually told his doctors that he wasn't going to go until, you know, he was going to go to Detroit and then he would come back and do that, which is the way that it happened. But he says, they're depending on me. You know, I've got to get back there. And that's not at all exaggerated. So
I believe that. Dez and Jesse, do you have any memories about that show in particular, or Jeff as well?
He was always trying to put on his best show for my knob, especially. So I think that show, I was actually really happy with the show we gave. And I thought he actually did a great job. And,
yeah.
And he gave a lot of his energy to that show. So, that was actually a very special show for sure.
Yeah, I remember that they, you know, just the crowd and everything that was going on. I just remember my dad was really adamant about doing the show. And he was like, we have to do DTE. We have to do Pine Knob. It's the biggest show of the year. So that was really special for us to just go and do that. So, I mean, that particular show holds a really special place in our hearts because that was like, you know, one of the last times we got to perform with our dad. But, you know, I mean, Detroit and Pine Knob will always hold a special place in our hearts. And just being able to have those memories, we're all forever grateful for that because the fans and the friends and, you know, just being able to share those family moments on stage and people accepting us for who we are as musicians and artists and, you know, how we're a family on stage was just such a blessing. So, you know, that particular show and actually every show at Pine Knob was always something that I look back on and I say, wow, that was just such an amazing life we got to have with our father.
No, because we're not seeing you, you know, every year right now. What are you guys up to?
Well, we've been working on some unreleased music that my dad wrote, and so some tracks that he did that were unfinished. So we're getting back to those and adding vocals to those and redoing. So Dez is redoing some of the production on it. I'm working on some music with Dez, and Dez is working on his own music and. You know, we're still doing the musician thing. We're working in the studio, we're jamming and creating new sounds and new songs. So we're not giving up and we're continuing his legacy, of course.
So what you're saying is we should keep the Friday before Memorial Day open.
Oh, please do. Yeah, I would love to just continue and sing my dad's songs as well as sing Dez's songs and my songs and create a big show out of it. For me, I always want to keep my dad's music in my catalog and sing some of his songs and then also sing Dez's songs and my songs. So we're still going to continue doing the family band and pay tribute to my father as respectful as we can.
Are there any archival plans from your dad's, from Eddie's catalog, anything that's you're thinking about putting together or putting out?
Yeah, we're working on that too. I mean, the amount of songs that we have that haven't been released of his that are older also, we actually have some relatively new recordings that didn't get released, but we also have some things, you know, from years gone by that we'd like to visit at some point. But I would like to see the kids, I'm going to put them on the spot, but I'd like to see them, you know, do something with his, you know, with his main hits and we'll see how lucky I am on that.
There's still the momager here. So yeah.
No, I know I'd like to hear it. So if I can put in a vote for sure.
Yeah, I'd like for them to do it before somebody else does. That would probably not be something I would like. But I'm hoping that that's going to come to fruition at some point because, you know, he left his music for them, you know, and for every, you know, the fans out there also, but for them to be carrying on his behalf. So we're trying to see what that really means. And you know, they're using their creative abilities and minds to to help me get through that. So we'll figure it out, and hopefully it'll be before too long.
We want to come back to Pine Knob and perform, you know, let us come back.
Oh my gosh. That's not too fishy.
I know. I'm just kidding. We miss Pine Knob, and being able to, you know, pay homage to my dad would be great, and to come back and, you know, get back on the stage and to see everybody, obviously, you know, singing his songs and then showing him what we've been doing and how we've been, you know, utilizing our talents as well, like for ourselves.
It was great seeing Kid Rock do a tribute to Eddie that night, though, you know, singing Shaken, and all the tributes were wonderful. But that one, you know, at Pine Knob was just, you know, when he said, this is Eddie's house, we kind of agreed.
Yeah.
And it was really much appreciated. But there's so many artists that keep going through there that are friends of ours. I guess Cheap Trick was just there, right?
Yeah, they were here last night.
Yeah, and they got shirts. I saw that.
I can let the administration know you'd like some too.
Oh, yay.
Where'd you get that idea? That
will make some noise. Well, I should have said earlier, Brian Fillmore said to make sure I said hi.
Oh, he's send him our love.
And that's another thing too, the staff and everybody working. It was always nice to see a friendly face, you know, and all the security guards and even like the kitchen staff. It was like, you know, you got to know everybody personally after how many years we've been going through there.
All right, let's do it. I want to go back and do it all over, but I can't go back down low. I want to go back, can I feel it so much more, but I can't go back down low.
Our thanks to Lori, Jessica, and Des Money, and to Jeff Warrick for taking time to remember the special relationship between Eddie Money and Pine Knob. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. You can catch other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey.com and via 313presents.com. For more information about Pine Knob's 50th anniversary season, brought to us by United Wholesale Mortgage, Trinity Health, and Ally, and all of 313 Presents events, visit 313presents.com. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening.